The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Baseball Tonight, trade deadline special. Huge news just into the Baseball Tonight crew here. For that, we go over to Jeff. Top Dennis, Jeff.
Guys, Zach Greinke is headed to the Houston Astros. The Astros have been trying all day to get a starting pitcher. Didn't get Zach Wheeler. Didn't get Madison Bumgarner. They are getting Zach Greinke. I'm told that four prospects will be going back to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and Zach Greinke will join Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole in a dominant rotation. That's going to be awfully scary for teams in the postseason.
So this is the all-in move, right? So the Astros realize that they have a chance to do something special this year. They have a chance to win two world championships in three seasons. Not a lot of teams can do that. And they have a team that can win it all this year. They put in all the chips. Wow. I absolutely love this move.
And you...
The Astros stepped up and said, we want a championship. We understand that in 2019, starting pitching is the rarest commodity there is. We're going to throw Verlander, Cole, and Greinke at you. Yep. Come beat us.
Well, not much going on today. I guess we'll have to find something to talk about. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, two very special guest hosts. Aaron Rabold, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll be kind enough to read it on air. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you wish to watch us on the Twitch channel, which you probably do because the gloss is here, all you have to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, and there you go. You can put your comments up there, and we will respond to those as well. It's a little bit different today. It's a Wednesday where we put odds on everything. So when you call, text, tweet, send a raven, run naked through the studios with something written on your chest, put odds on it. What are the odds? The entire show changed about, 50 minutes ago.
Well, I could tell you when I came out of my office and I saw Carla in the halls, she was just beaming. And I thought it was because she was delighted to see me. And then she broke the news on the trade. Big deal for the Astros.
Christmas in July. Woo!
Yeah, we're here. It's a monster move for the Astros. I'm very excited about it. And we're going to have... So obviously, we'll be very baseball heavy today. Art Howell's going to join us at 4:30 and Phil Garner at 5:30. So we'll get their thoughts on it as well. But the boss and the gloss are here. And good to have you guys back. I know we just did this about a month ago, but it went so well that I thought, let's try it again.
Well, it is encouraging because it took a year for the first time to get a chance to come back. This time a month that we're trading up here, Carla.
We are definitely trading up. And you look a lot different than when you did a month ago, Fred. You're looking good.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
He's suddenly become a head turner. All the ladies in the office have been watching him walk down the hallways.
No. No, that's not
but it sounds good.
See, if you're going to sit in that chair, you have to lie, because that's what AJ does. So.
I learned it from AJ.
Exactly.
I learned it from the master.
No, but it's coming out nicely, and I'll be interested to see how it plays out in about 3 or 4 months, because if I get enough hair back, I'm going like full-on Joey Ramone, man. I'm just growing it all.
You might just go OBJ, too. He took off his blonde lock, so you can replace him right now.
I'm thinking like a purple streak right in the middle of it. But all right, let's talk about this Astros deal. I heard Barry and Joel talking about it a little bit on the way in, and Barry said they paid kind of a high price. I'll be honest, when it comes to prospects, and AJ and I have talked about this a lot, prospects are just prospects.
They're potential.
Until they do something. And frankly, I mean, Bukauskas, yeah, nice reputation, but hasn't really shown you anything yet. Maybe he's a good pitcher in 2 years. Martin, we're not going to see for 2 years because he's broken.
Tommy John, right.
Yeah. Don't know much about the 22nd prospect on the list that they gave up. And then Seth Beer, nice name, has some power, but long way from being a contributor. And you're getting one of the best pitchers in baseball and under contract for 2 more years, which I think is critical because you've got Verlander in there as well. So if you can't get Gerrit Cole back, which I don't know that I would rule out them re-signing Gerrit Cole either. It's just a matter of, you know, do they want to spend the money and is he going to want to come back or somebody going to outbid him? But if he doesn't come back, you still got two guys that you can go into for next season. And, oh, by the way, you're going into the World Series. Theoretically, you're now the World Series favorite. And I think you're going into the playoffs with nobody's going to match your 1-2-3.
No.
And
no.
I don't think anybody's going to match Wade Miley at 4. So it's just a matter of, you know, this is a great, great deal. And I think people should be excited about it.
And I think Greinke's excited because he's gone from the number one in Arizona. He's now going to be the number three in Houston. That's going to be some different kind of pressure for him and probably that he appreciates at, you know, his age.
Yeah, the notion of Greinke as a number three in anybody's rotation.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just
listen
preposterous
to that.
Success. I mean, it's just an amazing addition to clearly the World Series favorite now.
Yeah, and it was interesting to me that a lot of the other teams that were supposed to be making moves like this, like the Yankees,
New York,
didn't get anything done.
I keep thinking there's going to be something from the Yankees on this report. I'm waiting for some big announcement.
And the Dodgers needed some bullpen help. Haven't seen anything on them yet either.
It's funny because Dustin just tweeted this at me from Jason Stark. He just said, "Ask the baseball official how close to the 4 p.m. the Greinke deal went down." His reply: a couple of seconds. They do like to make it dramatic. They did the same thing with Verlander.
Yep, they did. Same thing with Verlander, exactly.
But to me, this last hour and 15 minutes, the hour before the trade deadline and the 15 minutes after, are some of the most fun Twitter to watch, because you know there's always a deal that goes right down at the wire that you don't hear about until, say, 305, 310. And it turns out this time it was the Astros.
Well, I want to highlight that it surprised me, but apparently not you. You had a guy already writing an article, Chris Kempis, who was writing an article for sportsmap.com on this possibility. It was written before the trade went down. He just had to plug in the names.
Yeah, he actually had several stories written, just a little inside baseball thing here. He had several stories written if the Astros made moves, so we were ready to go with it. And he does a great job. He does the recaps on every game, does a column every Monday, and he was right on top of it from the beginning. So, and we had been hearing some rumblings that this might be a real possibility with Greinke. So, yeah, it's on Sports Map. You can read about it right now.
And they picked up some bullpen help, too, in Aaron Sanchez and Joe Biagini from the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Aaron Sanchez is an interesting one, and, mm-hmm. and AJ actually mm-hmm. brought him up a couple weeks ago as a cheap possibility, because he's a guy who his at one point looked like he was one of the next star pitchers in the league. And
in 15, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just been pretty much terrible ever since. This year's been awful. You just wonder if he's one of those guys that the Astros get a hold of him and work with him, if maybe they can, you know, maybe they saw something that they could get back from him. And if so, that could wind up being a really good addition for almost nothing. I haven't seen everything that they gave up in those deals yet, but can't imagine it's too much.
But you know, you look at what Brent Strom did with Wade Miley. No one was jealous of the Astros pulling in Wade Miley, and he's been lights out. I think with Sanchez, what's interesting about him is even though his ERA and all isn't looking great, he's pitched almost 113 innings this year. Now, his velocity is down. His fastball's at a 94. But if the Astros can use him in a different way and he doesn't have to pitch as much, maybe he can come in and, you know, give rotation depth down in the, you know, bullpen depth with less innings. They can do more with him. Maybe that's the problem. He's just tired. It's a lot of innings for a young guy.
Yeah, I think that you're counting on him being able to improve. You're counting on Strom being able to improve him, I think. And if he doesn't, then I don't really think it's a bad gamble.
Yeah, he's not expensive.
It's a low risk, high reward right. kind of thing. So,
right.
In this case, I think I think it was a good pickup to get Maldonado back to solidify the catching. That's kind of gotten lost because of the Greinke deal. But they pretty much have handled all their business here. They took care of all family business today. And they fixed the catcher. But they've improved catcher. I think the bullpen will be better. And the bullpen should get better simply because now, you know, you don't have to worry about Brad Peacock in the rotation when he comes back. You can get him back in the bullpen where he's more effective. Mm-hmm. I think it's a win-win-win all the way around. And yes, I think it definitely makes them the favorites to go to the World Series out of the American League.
And are you okay with them giving up Tony Kemp in the Maldonado trade?
Yeah, well, he was already gone. So yeah. once they designated him for assignment, the fact they were able to get something for him is a bonus. So Yeah, I mean, do I think Tony Kemp's a better player than Maldonado? Yes, but he also got caught up in a numbers game, and he was already
dead. Yeah, he did, in a crowded outfield.
Yeah, so he was already dead, basically. So once that's the case, if you get something for him, that's fantastic.
He's not going to be on the death list today, is he?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it yet. I don't look at it until the last segment, so it may have Tony Kemp on there. It may have Seth Beer on there, so we shall see.
Right.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Got the Boston the Gloss here. We'll get you through the next 3 hours. A lot of baseball talk today. I'm sure we can find a way to work in a little bit of Texans at some point. Maybe. We'll see. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. He's off in Oregon enjoying good beer right now. Texted him a little earlier today. We talked about a few things. He's enjoying life.
Well, he may be enjoying this news with the Astros today as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'd be down with this. He's all about trade whatever prospects you have. He doesn't care.
Yeah, if at one end of the spectrum, you have Jeff Luhnow, who loves his prospects, AJ's at the other end of the spectrum. He wants to win now.
Well, now they managed to keep the two guys that they didn't want to trade.
Yep.
And they accomplished everything they could possibly accomplish. So, I mean, I think if you're an Astros fan, you have to be ecstatic right now.
You are ecstatic. They're in win now mode. This is exciting.
No, and it's
all in.
Well, it's interesting to me that you have, you know, the Astros. And one thing that was funny was watching people tweet at Jeff Luhnow and all day long, you know, are you going to do something? It's like, shut up, idiots. Let him work. And then tweet at the end of the day. It's the end of the day. And, you know, you came away. He totally pulled off the Kevin Costner draft day thing. You know, it's like it looked like nothing. And then all of a sudden you wake up at the end. You got a great team. I mean, they already had a great team. I think they could have won the World Series without this, but they have to be the favorite now.
Well, let's look at the American League. I mean, the Yankees probably were the second-best team in the league coming into the trading deadline, and they got nobody, right? I mean, I have not seen anything come down, and their starting pitching is really struggling. Sabathia now on the IL with an inflamed knee. They're getting nothing out of Severino. They don't have a rotation to make it work, right? Their ERA in July was over 6.
Whew. Well, and I think they're counting on getting healthy by the playoffs.
Yep.
But even so, I think this evens things up quite a bit from an Astros perspective. And it was also pretty strange that the other named starters that went, that Stroman goes to the Mets, and then Trevor Tyler, as I like to call him, winds up in Cincinnati. You got teams that should be selling, buying. It's very strange.
Yeah, the Mets pickup was strange. I thought they were sellers. I thought maybe a guy like Syndergaard or Wheeler would be headed out of New York. But now when you look at what the Mets paid for Stroman, I think that deal makes sense. I mean, Stroman's an elite pitcher. He, in his own right, is a quality number two. He may not be the top of a rotation ace. And the Mets gave up a relatively paltry amount for him. So I think that stands pretty well for the Mets. It's obviously they're not going to be big contenders this year, but as they look into next year, they've got a pretty strong rotation with the guys they kept in Syndergaard and, well, the guy they picked up in Stroman. I guess Wheeler's a free agent and likely to go.
Yeah, they could tender him, though, which means they'd get a draft pick if he signed somewhere else, and they may try to re-sign him. And they've got the makings, of course, Jacob DeGrom there, too. You've got the makings of a really good rotation. So maybe for next year that's what they do, but it was little strange that the Yankees weren't in on Stroman, but then again, I could see why the Blue Jays wouldn't want to trade him in division, and you know maybe they asked for a higher price. I don't think the Jays got that much for him, to be honest.
No, they didn't, and it was looking like it was going to be a bargain, but then Bauer kind of reset the market a little bit when they had to give up Puig and Scott Moss.
And frankly, from a Cleveland perspective, I don't think you want to trade him to any team you might be competing with in the playoffs, because the Indians are still right there, so it makes sense to send him to the National League. It just strange that it was those teams. But I think in the end, the Astros wind up making the biggest splash.
Do you think that Bauer's meltdown on Sunday with the ball over the fence had anything to do with Cleveland getting rid of him, or was he already going?
I don't think it did. I don't think it was the smoking gun. I think it was just another dumb moment
in his
career.
It was just one more, right. Exactly. And no way, what I don't understand, all this talk about him possibly coming to the Astros, Trevor Bauer calling out Verlander and the Astros, you know, velocity last year. He and Cole have history from their days at UCLA. Did you think there was ever consideration that they were going to put Bauer in that rotation?
Oh, I'm sure the Astros looked at it, but I also
I can't imagine.
I think that kind of stuff is overstated. You know, people, enemies become friends all the time when they wind up on the same teams. And from that perspective, I think it would not have mattered at all. They just go and he has a beer with Bregman and Verlander and Cole, and they're all buddies. But I think the reason I didn't think it was going to happen is, why would Cleveland trade him to a team
right, in
that
the AL
they're
West.
Going to have yes. to face in the playoffs, most likely, which I thought kind of took the Twins, Astros, and Yankees out of the equation. And, you know, I mean, if you're Cleveland, you can't – and they got, you know, they got a hitter back for him, so it's not like they got garbage. But if you're going to make that deal and get rid of him, then you can't send him to a team that you might wind up facing in the playoffs. So
yeah, fair.
Man, but and a lot of people asking, does this mean they're not going to be able to re-sign Gerrit Cole? I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's just going to come down to, well, for one thing, if they win the World Series, it's a lot more, you're selling a lot more T-shirts and a lot of other merchandise. You can afford to do whatever you want to do at that point. And we saw it a couple years ago. They're not afraid to spend money. I think it's just, it's going to come down to, you know, if somebody's going to blow Gerrit Cole out of the water, or if the Astros are going to be competitive with their offer, does he want to come back? I think if he wins a World Series here, he might. I mean, that, I don't think it's impossible. I mean, they've already proven they'll spend money on guys. I mean, they got Bregman paid up. They've got Altuve paid up. And, you know, at some point, maybe you have to make a decision on some, on, you know, Carlos Correa or George Springer. But in the interim, yeah, I don't think it precludes them from signing him long time, but it gives them insurance in case they don't.
Do you think he'll command in the mark in the area of about $20 million a year?
Oh, he's going to be closer to 30.
Closer to 30.
Yeah, I think he'll be over 30, frankly.
Well, nothing breeds success like success, as you noted. Astros go deep into the playoffs, maybe make the World Series, maybe win the World Series.
Maybe, stop the maybe.
And that leads a lot of revenue on the table for the Astros. I mean, then they really would be in a position to sign at Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I think they'll make an offer. They'll be competitive. It's just a matter of, does somebody out there overpay for him? And you're going to have to overpay because he's a relatively young guy. And the Astros may have to be in that situation. But at least now, they don't have to worry about it until after the World Series.
Yep.
Theoretically.
Well, and Greinke gives them some insurance, right? If they lose Cole, they still enter next year with a great 1-2.
Right, that's their 1-2.
Yeah, text message here is like, in your life, can you recall this many household names in Houston between the three big local teams? Well, especially now that the Westbrook trades happened, too. I mean,
it's fancy in H-Town.
Well, you just look at the Astros. You got an MVP in Altuve. You've got Justin Verlander, MVP, Cy Young winner. You've got Zach Greinke now. Gerrit Cole may not be a household name, but he's one of the best pitchers in the game. Bregman's turned into he was a top five MVP candidate last year. And he's a pretty big dude on social media, which kind of makes you a star. Just on that team. And winning a World Series, that creates stars. But, yeah, you look at the Texans. You got, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt. And, you know, now you got Westbrook and Harden. It's a fun time to do this right now. Because I don't know if the whole Rockets thing's going to work out. I don't know if the Texans are going to, like I wrote today, I don't know if they're going to be 5-11 or 11-5. But it's fun to have all these people here. And now, I mean, while Greinke is not a social media superstar or anything like that, I mean, the guy's a great pitcher. And, yeah, he's old, but he doesn't seem to be slowing down.
No, and now it's going to be a different. Look, Verlander's old, and look what he did last night against Cleveland. That was incredible.
Yeah, he was on his game last night, and really the whole pitching staff was. But the two guys that came in after him did a terrific job as well. But yeah, that's what you'll need in the playoffs. And now that they've got this lineup the way they want it, now that Carlos Correa is back, it's a pretty scary lineup. to throw out there day in and day out.
One through nine, it's scary. But you know who Houston has to thank? Three words. McNair, Fertitta, Crane. We've got great owners. They're willing to pay up, and they are all in win now mode.
You know what? One of those things is not like the other. I'm gonna take the Sesame I'm gonna take the Sesame Street here with you. I don't know what the hell Kyle McNair is yet. Well, and there's no way that I can say he's a good owner because I have not seen him do anything other than not have a GM, give all the power to a coach who is an agent of averageness, and not go out and sign any big names on the offensive line and the secondary in the offseason.
With 60, $70 million worth of cap space,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so
well,
I don't...
All right, I'll give that to you.
You know, no disrespect. And to be honest, I never trust a man with a standalone mustache. But there's no way in hell I'm calling that guy a good owner yet. I mean, I think his father was a lot better owner than
well,
he got credit for.
Really who I'm giving the credit to.
Yeah, but...
R.I.P.
But yeah, but he's not here anymore, so...
I know.
So yeah, let's not... to quote Pulp Fiction, let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet when it comes to Kyle McNair.
Do you think Kyle McNair almost has aspirations to play that GM role? I mean, we do see owners of Jerry Jones and Daniel Snyder who love to be the GM and love to be involved in player acquisition, love to dictate the draft. Is he stepping into that void?
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
I hope not. Because, frankly, the people good I question. See with more power over there are him and O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know that that's a good thing. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Art Howe is going to join us, which be curious to see. I'm going to let you guys run that one. We'll see how it goes because we're doing this as kind of like your network show a little bit. And we'll talk to him when we come back. A lot more baseball. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. So the boss man, David Gow, and the gloss, Carla Dawson, filling in. And very excited about our next guest, former Astros player, manager, managed the A's, managed the Mets. And very well known in these parts. Art Howe joins us. Art, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How about you guys?
Fantastic. So how much fun is it now when you're not having to worry about it as a manager when you go through trade deadline day and you see all this stuff happen?
Well, it certainly puts everybody on edge this time of the season. But it's an exciting time. Once this day's over with and everything comes, you know, to fruition, it looks like the Astros just got Zach Greinke, I see, and man, they're awfully tough. I thought they were the best team in baseball before today. Now I know they are.
Art, tell us this. How do you think now the rotation of the Astros stacks up against anybody else in the league?
Oh, geez. Now they have three number ones, you know, with Cole and Verlander and Greinke. I mean, who matches up with that? I don't think anybody does. And their bullpen is so strong also. There's no weakness in their pitching staff whatsoever. And everybody knows their offense is off the charts. Everybody's healthy now, and they're clicking on all cylinders. I'd be surprised if they don't win their division by double digits.
So, Art, in this trade today, the Astros gave up four prospects, two pitchers in Martin and Bukauskas, and then two position players in Seth Beer and Josh Rojas. It seems like elite teams, they are reluctant to give up prospects. How do you feel about that? Because aren't prospects really potential?
Well, you know, if you're building for the future, those prospects obviously come in to play, and they're parts of your whole future. But the Astros have an awfully young nucleus already put together, and they should be very good for quite a while to come. They can just keep these guys together, which I think they're going to try to do. So they can afford to give up some of their prospects because, first of all, they're really deep in their minor league system. Luno has done an outstanding job of collecting outstanding young players. And it, even this year when they had the injuries at their major league level, the kids that came up did an awfully good job to fill in and keep the Astros in first place. So now they're really strong, and I don't see a weakness, as I said.
We're talking to former Astros manager Art Howe. So what else happened around the leagues here at the deadline that stood out to you?
Well, you know, as you said, you know, some teams that are kind of borderline, whether they're in the wild card hunt or not, they had to pull the plug. I think the Indians, I think the Bauer move, I think everybody kind of foreseen that coming, especially after his antics a couple of days ago. They moved him, but they got a couple really outstanding players back, you know, with Puig and this young outfielder from the
Trammell.
I think it's the Padres. Was it the Padres or the Reds?
Yeah, Padres, Taylor Trammell.
Yeah, so, I mean, that, the Indians pulled off a heck of a deal when they, it sounds like they're probably fed up with Bauer at this point, and to be able to get that kind of quality back for him was an outstanding move by the Indians.
Were you surprised that the Dodgers seemingly stood pat here?
Not really. I mean, they've made some moves in the past that really haven't helped them win a World Series. I think they've got the caliber of team right now to get themselves to the World Series. It's a matter of whether they can beat the American League representative. And if it's the Astros, that's a steep order, tall order.
All right, you obviously went through it on both ends when it comes to a trade deadline in terms of being in the selling end and being in the buying end. What can a big move do for a team that's close when you're buying and you get a guy? Obviously, Zach Greinke's kind of way beyond that, but you get a guy who can really help your team down the stretch. What does that do for your guys? Does it get them pumped up? Does it help the entire roster? Or is it just a matter of adding another good player?
No, it definitely pumps them up because it sends a message through the whole organization that, hey, we're trying to win now. And as a player, you know, you realize there's only certain windows you have to win a championship or to get to the postseason, and you certainly want to know that your organization is trying to do that because, let's face it, you know, guys' careers aren't all that long, and if you get an opportunity, you want to have it and take your shot. So it's nice that you feel like the whole organization is on the same page and they want to do what you want to do also.
As a player, though, sometimes when you're the other guy in the trade, when you're the prospect or you're the young guy, and you kind of have to uproot your life, I mean, how difficult is that from a player's perspective, especially with younger guys who are kind of just getting started?
Well, it stinks, especially if you're on a team that you really feel has a chance to, you know, go to the postseason and maybe go beyond and win the whole thing. But at the same time, you know, this day and age, you know, moves are much more prevalent than they used to be. And I think probably agents have players prepared that, you know, being traded and moving from team to team, there's a good chance that that's going to happen. But as long as you're going to an organization that's trying to, you know, build maybe at least for the future, and if you're young, it's a great opportunity for you. You know, these veteran teams, you get on a veteran team and you're a good young player, there's no opportunity for you. You're going to sit, and the best thing that can happen for you really is to get traded to a team that's going to give you a chance to get on the field and show people what you can do. So, on one hand, you know, it stinks that you're leaving a team that's very good, and you're going to a team that's struggling. But on the other hand, there's a good chance you're going to get an opportunity to help that team get better.
We're talking to former Astros manager Art Howe, and we're celebrating the Greinke pickup, but let's look at the deadline in general. Of course, there's no waiver opportunity now. This is a hard deadline this year, and there have been some who proposed that there ought to be one hard deadline, but pushed back a little bit to something like August 15th to create more separation, more clarity about who should be a buyer versus a seller. Do you like that idea of pushing the deadline back?
I really have no real feelings towards it, but I think this is good enough. I think midsummer, you have to make a move, and you know, then you start getting, you know, that late in the year. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's fine the way it is. Don't mess what's not broken.
So, Art, you also managed an Oakland A's team who brought sabermetrics basically into Major League Baseball. You know, when you had the A's, they had 91, 102, and 103 win seasons, which is amazing. Now, Ben Ryder, right after the Astros World Series, came out with Astro Ball saying that the secret sauce is really not just analytics, but heavy analytics along with the human factor, you know, input from scouts. So how do you feel about, do you think it's best to have a quantitative plus a qualitative approach, or you just lean on that heavy sabermetrics and go?
I think it's a blend, but I lean towards the human side of it. You know, as a manager, you look at numbers. Numbers can lie. I don't care what you say. You may, as a hitter, hit nine line drives and they're all caught, and that says you're 0 for 9 off this pitcher. Meantime, you've hit the ball hard every time up against them. So, you look at numbers and you say, oh, the guy never got a hit off him. I can't play him against him. Well, if they knew that you hit the ball hard every time up, I think every manager that knew that would have you in the lineup that night. But so just looking at numbers, like I said, they can get you in trouble. I believe in what's in the guy's chest, his heart, and his makeup more than anything else. As a manager, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the mound, and all I had to do was look in the pitcher's eyes, and I knew whether he was going to get out of this jam or he wanted out of there. It's amazing. The eyes are the windows to the soul, and I'd rather look in a guy's eyes and his face and make a decision rather than looking at numbers.
All right, that's Art Howe, former manager for the Astros, for the A's, for the Mets, former player. Art, always a pleasure. Appreciate you taking some time with us, and hopefully we'll do this again sometime.
I hope so. Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
You too. It's Art Howe.
Well, he's good luck. If we ever want a trade to happen, we need to have Art on. That seems to be the magic sauce right there.
Yes, it was pre-planned, then the trade went down.
It was good. Well, it was good karma for the Astros.
We were kind of thinking ahead that something might happen today. So maybe not this big, but
based on our two Astros guests, former Astros guests, it's pretty good.
Patrick Creighton was on this Greinke thing for a while now. He's been saying that that's the guy that they should go after, and that's a realistic possibility. So
he's so frustrated with his Mets, he's got to jump on something else. He can't stand himself there.
Of course, he also said that the Mets would trade Jacob DeGrom to the Astros. So let's not just anoint him just yet.
Yeah, and he jumped on the Scherzer train one day. I heard him. He wanted to go out and get Scherzer, and that obviously wasn't going to happen. But yes, he had some good names on the list.
But I will be listening to Late Hits tonight because I'm certain I will hear, "You heard it here first! Zach Greinke, an Astro! An Astro! Can you believe it?" Quick break. Get some Blitz on ESPN 975.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy Zach Greinke Day. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Also, multiple other ways to contact the show on a day where the Astros settled all family business. Picked up, brought Maldonado back as a catcher. Gave up Derek Fisher to get some relief help from the Blue Jays. And, of course, a big move for Zach Greinke. So, moving forward, I think this team looks pretty good. Vegas already, from what I'm told, has made them the betting favorite to win the whole thing, which I think if you were going to bet them, yesterday was the day to do it, hoping that they would go out and make a move like this. Because even if they hadn't, I still think they had a real good shot. But now they're a clear favorite. So, I missed an opportunity there, I think.
So, Fred, I want to ask you a question. You're the editor of sportsmap.com. Right when the news broke, we had a story written up there. Chris Campisi had it up there. And you say that now that you had several stories written, so you were ready.
Let's hear it. You want to know the story?
I want to know what the other possibilities were that you were envisioning or at least planning for. You were ready at the spot to push the button.
Well, I was really, really all Chris, and he had it set up in, so that Josh could grab whichever one. We could update it really quickly, but the idea was pretty much all the names you had heard.
Yeah.
But I think...
Wheeler. Did you have Syndergaard even as a thought?
I have to go back and look at all the ones we had, but he had it set up really nicely, and that's he's done a very good job, and it's one of the reasons why I think the website's been so successful. Is like he has his game reviews up the second the game is over.
Yep.
Like if you're if you're sitting at home and you miss the game and you want to find out what happened, he's got a recap up the second the game is over. So he was on top of that with the trade, so he and Josh had that ready to go, and that's kind of how we try to do things with it. Is if we suspect something's about to happen, then we try to have it written and up as quickly as possible, because we know that there's a lot of people out there trying to do the same thing, and we want you to go to SportsMap and not those other places. So we get it to you first.
Well, I do think we should make everyone who listens to this show aware that last Monday night on the Boston The Gloss, Carla revealed her affection for Noah Syndergaard as her candidate. Something about Thor and the way he looks and that long, flowing hair.
It's got some Texas blood.
Yeah. He was the guy.
He was the guy. He's like Fabio.
But you're okay with Greinke.
I'm better with Greinke.
Okay. Just checking.
I'll take him.
Yeah, I obviously that would have been a great scenario to be able to get Syndergaard, but obviously
the Mets
wanted too much, and the Astros, they're in love with the whole Tucker Whitley thing, and we'll see how it works out long term. I mean, I don't know. These guys are, to me, they're almost like Bigfoot. You keep hearing about them, but you never really see them.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
guys like Jordan Alvarez come along. I mean.
Well, that was the silver lining of the Carlos Correa massage disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't think we're seeing Yordan Alvarez already if Correa is still in the lineup. So right. I'll take that. I was super frustrated when that happened because that guy needs to stay on the field. But, that was the best thing that came out of it. That was the gift that keeps on giving. Love me some Astros. This is Christmas in July. I am fired up.
Yeah, and MGT... TX says, remember when AJ called Sanchez to the Astros? I think he's the only person in this city that brought that up, because you look at the guy's record and his performance this year, you're like, what? But he made some really good points as to why they might be able to turn him around. So we shall see. Somebody asked, would you take the Astros at minus 400? No. No, that's... I still think there's so many good teams. You still have to be a plus number. If they're minus 400, I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
When you heard Art Howe, he wasn't worried that the Dodgers hadn't done anything. They still have the best record in Major League Baseball right now, and we'll see.
And the Dodgers are terrific at losing in the World Series. So
they are. Let's hope that trend continues.
That could easily happen again. But, it's still, just from that perspective, I think the Astros, just because you have the best pitching and maybe the best lineup, doesn't mean you're going to win a 7-game series, because the Yankees can put together they get healthy, they can put together 4 games on you. I still don't really want to write off the Red Sox, but I think it may be time to do it. I mean, the Astros are going to be favored in whatever series. That doesn't mean you necessarily win.
No, that's right. Stars have to align. A lot has to go your way, and there we go.
Well, with the Red Sox, Chris Sale has not pitched like Chris Sale the whole season.
Goodness.
It would take somewhat of a miracle at this point for him to get his season and get back on track. Even David Price, I mean, yesterday he got beat up again. So when you look at the top of the rotation, which is so vital in the postseason, Red Sox with Sale and Price and Porcello have all been disappointing. I just don't see the Red Sox putting it together this year.
Yeah, I always hate to write off the champs, but it doesn't look good. John asked, what are the odds Severino comes back like he was last year? So that's a big question. I mean, I think that's a coin flip. If he's back and healthy, then that makes a huge difference. But... 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in. Curious what you guys think. Isn't it, what's different if you're a longtime Houston sports aficionado? Having a team that actually does the right things. does that not throw you off a little bit?
And you're meaning the Astros.
No, I mean the Texans, because, gosh, they... Yes, the Astros. I mean, they go out and do... They make good moves. That's obviously why they won a World Series. But you get to a trade deadline, this is what you need. You go out and get it. You pay the price. and you make yourself better. I mean, it's fun.
How do you feel about them letting Morton walk? And same with Keuchel. I mean, they gave him, they gave Keuchel a fair offer. He just thought he was worth more. How do you feel about those two?
I at the time, I had no real problem with what they did. And they felt like they'd replaced Keuchel with Wade Miley, so and turns out they did.
Yep.
It would have been nice to keep Charlie Morton, but they...
I know, that's what I thought.
They also, at some point, I think, they went into it believing that, hey, maybe Forrest Whitley is the guy and he's ready to go at some point. Well, that didn't work out, so you go to plan B, which is, okay, let's try. And then you had some injuries, so you had to work in your Queedies and those guys. But going in, it didn't bother me because I felt like you've got three guys you can count on. You just need two guys to internally step up. And that's something we talked about on Jerome and I talked about on Monday. The one thing the Astros, if you could criticize them for, is they really, when was the last time that they had a pitching prospect work out? And I think it goes back to Lance McCullers.
Hmm.
And you know, they've had a lot of guys that were supposed to be really good.
Right.
From Martez to Paulino and all these guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, we think these guys are going to be good. Not so much. So I guess I'm not surprised that, you know, I think going in, they thought maybe Bukauskas, maybe Martin, maybe Whitley becomes a guy for you. Well,
and I liked Martin's stuff. He looked great, but Tommy John's going to put him out for a while.
He looked great for one start, and then teams caught up to him, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I think he's not quite ready. But then with that injury, it's going to be a while now before we find out what he is.
So you look at Whitley, who had the 80-game suspension for marijuana, and then he comes back this season. He's got like a 12 to 15 ERA, depending when you look at it. Is it recoverable with him? Can he recover? Can he get better?
I think so. I mean, the obviously they think so, or else they would have given him up in a heartbeat.
But do you think anyone wants him at this point with that type of an ERA? I mean, he's really had a rough
season. He obviously had some arm issues, and so teams will look past that. The guy still throws 100 miles an hour. So it's a matter of just getting him developed. And if they think highly enough of him that they don't want to give him up in a deal for a guy who's already an established starter, then I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that they can get him turned around. But, you know, that's, again, doesn't matter how hard you throw. If you can't learn to pitch, if you can't stay healthy.
Right. Velocity doesn't matter. It's not going to do it for you.
Lee says Astros have that Steinbrenner mentality, get the right people and expect to win now. But, you know, the other thing that I'll give them credit for is, and I hear all this talk about windows, and Jerome and I were talking about this the other day, too. This team's set up to be good for a long time.
Yep.
And
they're young.
They're
great
young.
Youth movement.
They've got enough key guys locked up. Eventually, yeah, you're going to have to replace Verlander. You're going to have to replace Greinke. And I think at some point, you know, one of these pitching prospects needs to work out for you to do that. But other than that, I mean, you look at the lineup, they're going to be set for 5 or 6 years. And, you know, yeah, you can afford to give up a Seth Beer because you've got a Yordan Alvarez. And at some point, Kyle Tucker needs to work out for you because you may not be able to keep George Springer. And so that's
and
the
they
guy.
Feel he will. He's like the number 13 prospect in baseball. So, I mean, they're high on him, even with a really underwhelming Major League Baseball debut last year in, what, 18 games? But still.
I think they need to I think at some point he's kind of blocked right now. But it gets back to, like, if you re-sign Gerrit Cole, maybe you move Josh Reddick and Tucker's ready next year. I mean, they kind of have themselves set up at a lot of positions where they could make that kind of move and have a guy step in, theoretically.
Well, I'd love to see him keep Cole. Because,
I do too.
Greinke is 35. They got him for the next 2.5 years. He's pitched well at 35. Verlander, not young
same
either.
Situation.
So those two guys, top of the rotation, they have them both for another 2.5 years. It'd be great to keep or have some depth come up from underneath.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. That's hour number one already in the books. All we've talked is baseball.
Look how easy we make this for you, Fred.
I tell you. You know what? I could just take the rest of the day off and let you go.
Astros made it easy for us today, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now getting restless, got some hip now on my diamond necklace. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart, and every day I get a brand new start. All my friends stay looking at me. ESPN 97.5.